Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here. And the latest trick up the sleeves of the global military and pharma industrial complex is to have us eating ration food that will kill us. And with this bird flu hoax, they're really, really pushing this idea of injecting all these chickens. And look, this is a story out of Scamerica, and we'll get into a few examples of this, but it says, this scamdemic bird flu, vaccines for 33 billion chickens, digital food rationing, the end of animal agriculture, 33 billion. Okay, so wait, again, we're going to see the word 33 or the number 33. It is a symbolic number. We saw it with the COVID hoax. We're seeing it with the bird flu hoax, 33 billion chickens. Now, first of all, they say it's to stop this thing called bird flu that they haven't been able to prove exists. They have used PCR tests like they used on humans in 2020 when it came to the fake COVID hoax. And now they are, in the face of all this, injecting these chickens so that they actually do get sick and so that they might actually carry poisons over to the person that eats them. So this is a real so-called pandemic or epidemic, is the injections and the poisoning of the food supply, the destruction of the food supply, for in favor of the Great Reset. Big Pharma planning to vaccinate America's chicken supply for bird flu, unleashing a plot to end animal agriculture. We're going to get into this and more today, and of course what the WHO is saying about this bird flu fake hoax. And of course, you know, even a lot of the mainstream alternative media, the fake alternative media, they're putting out absolute nonsense on this. And I'm not saying 100% Fed Up is fake. They do great work, but they have an advertisement from the wellness company where the chief medical board of the wellness company adds Tamiflu to contagion kit to combat bird flu. So they are pushing the agenda forward, saying that it exists, saying that it's legitimate, just like they did with COVID. And now, you know, full circle around, when everyone finds out that it's fake, they'll tiptoe back and say, oh yeah, all along we were the anti-establishment rebels that were calling this out. It is so infuriating to watch fake alternative media and fake alternative health companies basically utilizing these things and scaring people about these things, actually pretending they're real in order to make some money. What we do in response to that is give people solutions that these aren't real diseases that are going around. This is a complete hoax. They want us to be enslaved to the latest medical hoax because the pharmaceutical industrial complex runs so many governments around the world. Israel is heavily involved in the vaccine rollouts, and there's a war on humanity to kill us, but with injections, not with some virus that is spreading around and everyone needs to inject their children because of it's absurd. So we're going to go into this and more today, my friends. I think it's a very important story, and give actual solutions to these issues because they do exist, like not eating mRNA vaccine food. So I urge people to go and check those links below. Wild Pastures, get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No modified RNA, no GMOs. There's no pesticides, chemicals of any other kind, hormones, etc. All raised in regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled, and of course, customizable as you see fit. So I think that is a real solution. Another really big solution. Again, these links are below. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, there's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off, plus you get free shipping on these products. This is a way to not be dependent on the food system, not be dependent on the grocery system, not be dependent on food rations based on your carbon credit score later on down the road. This is a way to ensure that you stay prepared and you don't depend on any of these globalist psychopaths that want you dead. Get this for yourself, your children, your grandkids, your grandparents, whoever, and make sure you are prepared, because this is how they make you a slave, is utilizing the food supply and utilizing the banking system. Anyway, let's get into this story. So we have this new scamdemic that they're pushing, bird flu. And every bit of evidence points to the actual illnesses that people are going to get out of this whole scamdemic is actually from the injections they're giving these, you know, the food supply. A big pharma is planning to vaccinate America's chicken supply for bird flu, unleashing a plot to end animal agriculture, says Natural News. It says, At this point in time, the avian flu crisis is just an animal issue. It is still negatively impacting humans in the form of mass bird slaughter, which is damaging the supply chain for eggs and chicken meat. But as of yet, there is not a human bird flu pandemic, though that could soon change. I don't think that could change. They're just going to put injections into it, then people get sick from the injections. But anyway, continuing on, it says, at first it looked like maybe they would try to usher in the next COVID-like scamdemic with monkeypox. When that failed, they tried other variants and subvariants of the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, which also failed. Now they appear poised to give bird flu, also known as H5N1, another try. Over the past several years, at least 86 million birds have been killed in the United States for supposedly being infected with bird flu. Whether or not this is actually true, it has created a convenient cover for destroying a large segment of the American meat and egg supply at a time when inflation is through the roof. It would seem as though the goal is to make bird flu transmissible to humans as well, which would turn it into another COVID, whereby the powers that be once again lock everything down, usher in new vaccines at warp speed, force everyone back into masks and all the rest. And I quote, from an animal welfare perspective, it's viciously cruel. From a sustainable agriculture perspective, it's senseless, writes Alexis Baden Mayer on her Scamerican Century Substack page. And I quote, from a food justice perspective, it means skyrocketing food prices, more hungry people, and worse food quality. Save your food before it's too late. While there is not yet a known bird flu vaccine in circulation, you can bet your bottom dollar there is one or five soon on the way once these injections get unleashed. You can pretty much count on another global public health crisis that in the end destroys animal agriculture entirely and, well, kills men, women, and children, of course. It continues here, and I quote, we're going to be told that the only alternative is to is mass killings or to mass killings is vaccination and probably only risky experimental mRNA shots at that. But animal welfare advocates, regenerative organic farmers, and vaccine safety experts know better, Baden Mayer says. Would the pharmaceutical companies be willing to create a full-blown food crisis for the opportunity to vaccinate 33 billion chickens? Probably, but there are plenty of bad actors who could see opportunities in a food crisis. Since the world still is still in the early stages of this manufactured bird flu crisis, our hope is to get ahead of it by exposing it that way. Enough people know about what is coming before it comes. That way it is much less likely to take hold and spread like a virus. And we mean the idea of bird flu spreading like a virus, just to be clear. Now, this is exactly why I'm even talking about it, because I'd rather just avoid this whole psyop to begin with. But they are utilizing this as a planned crisis in order to get more people injected, more people locked down, and train the system for the reset, for the technocracy that we're seeing get rolled out under the guise of war, fake climate change, the collapse of a currency, and the food supply and illnesses and all of the above. It says, if enough people know that bird flu is a scam, just like COVID was, it may be possible to stop this nightmare before it takes hold. And one way to help do that is to shine a light in the darkness about what the cretins in charge are up to as they seek to destroy what remains of humanity. We can see that one of their overt goals is to eliminate all meat and replace it with fake lab-grown meat that is toxic, but that fills the pockets of the globalists like Bill Gates, who became self-made millionaires and billionaires by destroying the lives of other people for profit. Well, I don't even think it's for profit. I think it's an actual satanic ritual that he's committed to because he thinks he'll get to a higher dimension by sacrificing as many humans as possible on the altar. But anyway, continues on. It says, always, whenever possible, at least buy your food locally from trusted non-toxic sources. Also contact your legislators and tell them to resist any attempt, no matter the cover story, to destroy the food supply. I don't think that, you know, going to politics into politics is any way to help the situation. Voting doesn't help. I think the reality is that we have to withdraw from the system and grow our own, build our own. It's less convenient. It's a bumpier road and it's slower, but it's a way to go because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. But it says, out of your news, WHO expresses great concern over potential human transmission of bird flu. And what they say is this, it says, it's like COVID all over again. It says, the increasing spread of bird flu to humans is an enormous concern, the World Health Organization has warned. The virus, an extremely deadly H5N1 subtype, has caused devastating declines in bird populations following its emergence in Europe in 2020. It has since jumped to mammals such as cows, cats, seals, and now people, raising the risk of the virus mutating to become more transmissible. It's the vaccines, people. It is the poisoning of the food supply. It is a poisoning of the oceans. It is all of the above. It says, as epidemiologists scramble to figure out how dairy cows throughout the Midwest became infected with a strain of highly pathogenic avian flu, the vaccines, a disease that has decimated hundreds of millions of wild and farmed birds, as well as tens of thousands of mammals across the planet, they're looking at a standard recycling practice employed by thousands of farmers across the country. The feeding of animals, animal waste and parts to livestock raised for human consumption. It seems ghoulish, but it is a perfectly legal and common practice for chicken litter, the material that accumulates on the floor of chicken growing facilities, to be fed to cattle, said Michael Hansen, a senior scientist with Consumers Union. So that's pretty gross. Experts at the WHO said humans face an extraordinarily high mortality rate if the strain were to take hold, currently killing more than half of those infected. So they're saying 50% will die. And we reported on this actually early in 2023 when they were warning about the same thing. But again, this is a contrived, schemed playbook that they're kind of slow rolling out while creating as many other crises as possible, war, economic disaster, scaring people about fake climate change. And, you know, this is and demoralizing people, pushing civil war, all that other stuff, the elections, all that. But with this, I think that there is a reason to believe that they are readying us for the fact that they're poisoning the food supply so much so that we see so many of these animals die that we are told that we have to ration food or at least pay, you know, $150 for a small piece of chicken breast. And I don't buy it at all. First of all, when they say all these chickens are getting sick, based on what? Again, they're using PCR tests. There's no symptoms in most of these birds, as has already been admitted, and we've reported on that. And then they just mass kill all these birds because, well, the PCR tests. Well, you know, PCR tests don't test for anything specific. They are a range of issues, and they can just be based in inflammation in the body. I mean, you don't necessarily have an illness in someone with a PCR test. And the cycle rates are ridiculous with these PCR tests. So you can't really tell what's actually going on. So it's a great way to fabricate a so-called pandemic. But also on top of that, they can utilize this to then inject all these animals, which really will kill them. On top of the fact that we've already seen the factory fires, the crackdown on farmers with the climate initiatives, the attempt to get rid of 50% of farms in the Netherlands and trying to do the same thing in other EU countries where we've seen a big farmer uprising in Ireland and Canada, in the United States, where they've already signed on to a lot of this stuff. They want to bury the trees. They're destroying the grid. They're destroying the flow of oil throughout the world, which is causing truckers to not be able to get these foods to the shelves, on top of inflation, which is driving the prices up so they're not affordable. Then you have an illness in the food supply at the same time. I mean, could it be more obvious that they want you starving so you depend on them? Because no matter how smart you are, no matter how awake you are, you need to eat. And if you don't, if you're living in a city, if you are in a situation where your money's all in the bank, you have to then depend on the government to then feed you. And what do you think they're going to feed you? They're going to feed you mRNA. They're going to feed you things like, well, bugs. That's, I mean, Protix was just bought up by Tyson, and now Tyson's hiring a huge amount of illegal immigrants or immigrants in general, legal and illegal, in order to work at their factories to then merge bugs with our food. It is blatant. It could not be more blatant than that. And they're using a hoax like bird flu. As the expose says, will a false bird flu pandemic be the end of animal agriculture and usher in food rationing? The answer is pretty much yeah. The overhyped threat is of a human bird flu pandemic is a hoax to reset our food system, argues Alexis Baden-Mayer. As we mentioned in previous articles, it's bird flu. If bird flu were to suddenly become transmissible from person to person, who we can suspect laboratory research and engineering of a virus as a culprit. The response to bird flu outbreaks has so far been to kill healthy birds in mass, there will come a time when the only alternative to mass culling of birds is to vaccinate them, which provides a lucrative and never-ending business for those who profit from vaccines. In the following essay, Baden-Mayer details seven things we should know about bird flu, including outbreaks caused by bioweapons research. Mass killings of birds is expensive, cruel, wasteful, illogical, and how creating food shortages could result in food rationing, which might be the easiest way for them to get people to adopt digital IDs linked to a central bank digital currency, as has already happened in Iran. Well, and it's already happened in Kenya and places like that, where people are being restricted from just, you know, getting groceries or getting food because they have a bad carbon credit score. I mean, this is all to unroll that system and train that system that comes out of China, which is actually the zero COVID policy, which is what they're basing 15-minute cities on. So it's not unusual that this could be a growing training exercise for the military and pharmaceutical industrial complex. Natural News says Dr. Joseph Merkula, bird flu can't kill humans unless it's weaponized. Yeah, again, it's the injections. It's the injections they gave to people. It's the injections they're mass culling these chickens with. Again, remember, 33 billion chickens. It's the number 33 again. It is symbolic. They're throwing this in our face. 33,000 people have died from COVID, they said at the beginning of the thing. 33,000 people have got their vaccines. 33 million people risk dying if they don't get the vaccine, blah, 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 blah. Every news story, 33, 33, 33. We all know the symbology of the number 33. And now, once again, vaccines for 33 billion chickens. They are sacrificing us on an altar and utilizing the all familiar symbologies of ancient history in order to slap us in the face with it. I mean, they're building a Tower of Babel, and it couldn't be more clear in this absolute hoax that they're unrolling now. Remember, SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells, and compared to a computer simulation, it is a hoax. This is the latest hoax. There's no evidence that these viruses are going person to person to person to person, that breathing is causing people to die. People can use any conjecture they want until they show an isolation, then I'm not going to buy it. But of course, you know, at the same time, a lot of independent medias are buying it, and the wellness company is paying them to buy it. I mean, people like The Amazing Polly have been doing excellent work exposing what they're doing. But the wellness company is like the new mainstream alternative pharmaceutical company. It's like, here, have this Tamiflu stuff. And I'm not saying a bunch of their stuff doesn't work generally for, you know, immunity. But the issue is that they're actually pushing the notion that this H5N1 bird flu is real and that people should be afraid of it and therefore buy their products. What I say is, don't be afraid of it. Reject that system. Reject the fear surrounding this. Understand that they're trying to destroy the food supply and prepare yourself accordingly and support the farmers that are under attack by this latest agenda, one of many agendas going forward. I don't think it's that crazy. So people will say, well, you're selling stuff too, but I'm not selling it based on the view that what the mainstream media says is going to happen is true. They are. And I don't buy that. And I don't accept that. And they have been doing a huge campaign. They're all over Zero Hedge as well, promoting this new contagion kit to combat bird flu. It is ridiculous. This is why David Icke is correct when he talks about mainstream alternative media. And again, I like 100%fedup.com. I'm not attacking them. I'm just saying that we should be really working hard to understand what these things that we're promoting are and how they're tied to different things, how they're connected to different companies, and what kind of marketing they use in order to reel in the people that are already awake into an infinite loop of making mistakes and not finding actual solutions. And, you know, as people over at Health Ranger and National News rightly just say, avoid harmful chemicals like glyphosate in food by always choosing organic. Just reject the chemical system, buy organic food, focus on keeping it organic, focus on making your own meals. I'm not always good at that, and I don't always eat organic. I want to, though. I try to. You know, they're pushing this fear mongering to the max, and they're pushing more vaccines. They're saying whooping cough boosters for adults. The vaccines don't even work for kids, experts say. But the NBC is pushing this idea that whooping cough is rising sharply, and that everyone needs to get injected for it. But remember, even if it stops so-called whooping cough, you know, pertussis, it causes 40 other issues, medical issues throughout your life that could kill you. So we already know that. Even if certain injections help for the specific illness, which there's actually not much evidence of, look at polio, the rates were way down before the injections came out, et cetera. Measles, so many examples of this. But what we do know is that in the rare cases where you get the injection and it actually helps versus the so-called disability or illness that people are pertain to have, it always leads to like 40 or more other illnesses that could shorten their life dramatically. And we've seen that in places like Africa, where they have vaccines that have actually been banned in the United States and the UK, being pushed by the UK and the United States on African children. And then they're dying at 10 times the rate of the kids that aren't injected. But oh, they didn't have this. They didn't get malaria. Oh, well, great. It's just so frustrating. We're going in circles with this. You know, I really do think that they are going to test a new plandemic. They're going to test a new climate crisis. They're doing that as we speak. You know, we're seeing cloud seeding causing flooding in Dubai, which I recently reported on. They are causing earthquakes, all that kind of stuff. They are destroying the economy. So we accept their new CBDC system and the new world reserve currency system with carbon credits and social credits, which are attached to 15-minute cities and unified ledgers that track and trace you everywhere and decide how much food rations you're allowed and how much money you're allowed to spend and where you can travel and when. And all this is quite clear, and all these things are based on the same puzzle, and they're all being pieced together as we speak. So what will we do about this? Well, you know, as I've been saying, it's important to support farmers. It's important to support real independent farmers. So that's why, you know, I tell people to go and check out Wild Pastures. I mean, this is so obvious. And again, this is a way to help the farmers, help yourself with the health, because we're finding mRNA in the food supply in grocery stores. Modified RNA that gets through the digestive system and actually does latch on. I urge people, go and check out Wild Pastures. Our link is in the description. These are real world solutions, not the mainstream alternative solutions, but real ones that help actual farmers in local areas and help you to not eat the stuff that is poisoning you. Instead of just taking some supplement to offset, you know, the poison you're eating, how about just not eating that poison? 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All no GMOs, no mRNA, no modified RNA, no hormones, pesticides, or any other chemicals. All raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door and customizable as you see fit. Very important. Again, heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. Plus, you get free shipping to the U.S. So this is a very important way to get prepared as well. I couldn't think of anything more important than having food backed up when the whole system is going to be based on you not having food and being dependent on them. This is a way to ensure that that doesn't happen. So again, I appreciate those that take this seriously, because, you know, if we want to fight for humanity, we have to be independent, responsible, all those things that make up what humanity really is. So again, we have all those links below, heavensharvest.com, code WAM. The organic kits are very important. You don't have to pay all at once. You can pay in cycles. And of course, you can get the really large kits with that more easily, allowing you to ensure that you don't get enslaved to the system while we fight back against it when the Tower of Babel is completed. Again, we have options to get out of the banking system. firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can schedule an appointment with Mark Gonzalez. Specifically, you could buy physical gold and silver. You can get that in your hands or in a vault or in an IRA, 401k, etc. And make sure that you're getting an appointment with Mark Gonzalez. He's a truth teller there. He's a freedom fighter. And you get a free consultation and a complimentary investors package. When you do that, make sure you let them know that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM. So that is important. And of course, you know, there's a bunch of different health options here. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17. And of course, you could use code Josh and you save money. That's J-O-S-H. And of course, this is one of the ways to combat what they're putting in the food supply, what they're injecting people with, what they're putting in the meat supply, and what they're spraying in the skies, what they're putting in the water. Really important. So go and check that out, linked below. Of course, We also have madtravnutrition.com where you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save some money on 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jimmy Ike over at Iconic. You could also get Manuka honey. And of course, you could get mushroom tinctures. So this is very important. I urge people to go and check that link out below. That's madtravnutrition.com. And of course, Lion Energy is linked below as well, where you'll save money and get, of course, free shipping if you go and use our link on, you know, lithium batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, power banks, etc. This is important so you aren't dependent on the government grid. Finally, as we close this off, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link if you want to help support us in any of those ways. We truly, truly appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, we literally gave up our home in the last couple months, last month and a half. And without you guys, we would not survive. So I appreciate every bit of help that we could get from the WAM legal defense to our 15-minute city documentary and our overall just ability to fund World Alternative Media, because it's a one-man show right now and you guys make it possible for us to stay alive. So thank you again. You guys are the heartbeat of independent media and we hope to continue to fight both the mainstream and the mainstream alternative. Again, this is a real thing. The mainstream alternative narrative, which is catching on fast, and there's a new narrative psyop controlled opposition network being formed across all these media spaces, so we have to fight back against that as well, and that's why we're unpopular, but that's why we stick to the truth. We have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise if you want as well, and as always you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for, of course, Spotify, which banned us a while ago. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.